I apologise first of all for the abrupt ending to the last podcast. We had some technical difficulties out in the field, but now I'm really glad to report that I'm speaking to you from below Fort Randall Dam, the 100 mile marker for the entire journey, the bottom of a 100 mile pool that we've been swimming and paddling through for the last 3 weeks. We are now 100 feet below the surface of the water along which we've been travelling for, I guess, the best part of a month now. And the wonderful thing about this next section of river is it's flowing, and it's flowing fast. I'm looking down over a riprap bank. It's been the hardest put in of the entire journey so far, 10 to 15 feet of rocks and boulders to scramble down over before what is now only half of a series of steps that were destroyed in the flood last year. So the team are loading up their paddleboards and the canoe, having lugged them down over the rocks, and we are all ever so eager to get back on the water. It looks like winds are going to come up high today, and we're hoping we're not going to be as intimidated by them as much as we have been in the open, exposed waters of the reservoir above Fort Randall Dam. We have 39 miles now of hopefully fast flowing water, 4 to 5 miles an hour, which is going to carry us so much faster than we've ever travelled before. And then we hit the Lewis and Clark Lake, just 20 miles of that, and then Yankton Dam, and that is our final portage. It's a big one, but below that, 820 miles of fast flowing water to St. Louis. We're all good. The team is happy. The team is healthy. Keep on following our journey on swim1000.com and, of course, facebook.com/expedition1000. We're fundraising for Copperfield Breast Cancer Awareness. If you'd like to make a little donation, or dare myself or the team to do something in return for a donation, you can do so on justgiving.com/swim1000. Signing out.